Came up with an idea that maybe we need to put more spawning channels in to rebuild the fall chum run, so.
The capital budget nets millions for the Upper Lynn Canal. Local favorites Barb Kalin and Buddy Tabor are remembered at the Juno Folk Fest. It's a KHNS local news. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. That news and more up next. Before adjourning earlier this week, the state legislature passed a $2.9 billion capital budget. More than $35 million of the state money will go toward projects in Haines, Cluckwan, and Skagway if the list survives the governor's veto pen. Projects for the Upper Lynn Canal range from harbor and road projects to funds for community organizations and development of chum spawning channels. The most expensive item on the list is upgrades for the Haines Boat Harbor. $15 million is slated for harbor upgrades under a general obligation bond proposition to go before statewide voters in the fall. Another $4.5 million is set aside for breakwater improvements at the harbor. Nearly $1 million will go toward much-needed float upgrades at Letnikoff Harbor, said Representative Bill Thomas of Haines.
What we did with Letnikoff, we made it a little bigger than the normal, than just the repairs, because we talked to Parks. Parks didn't want to put the Chilkat State Park floats back in because there's no way to protect them, so we added to the Letnikoff Cove, and so you'll see two big long floats going on to Letnikoff.
Haines will also receive more than $2 million to round out funds needed for rehabilitating the Port Chilkoot cruise ship dock. Skagway also received $5 million for improvements at its harbor. But Mayor Stan Selmer said nearly as important is $2.5 million slated for upgrades to the Klondike Highway. The roadwork will better facilitate the transfer of ore from the Yukon to Skagway's harbor for shipping, he said.
And then the $2.5 or $6 million for the Moore Creek Bridge on the Klondike Highway is a very necessary part of the transfer of ore from the Yukon to Tidewater and Skagway.
The project list includes just over $600,000 for chum spawning channels. The Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association constructs spawning channels to enhance fish runs and habitats in southeast Alaska. Four channels exist currently on the Chilkat and Klahani Rivers. The new money would be to fund development for two or three more, Thomas said.
I think the key thing for fishermen, too, is spawning channels. I don't think our chum salmon are returning like they have. And we had the Calm Fish Director from Alaska and NSRR and Randy Bachman here. We went flying around last year and came up with an idea that maybe we need to put more spawning channels in to rebuild the fall chum run. So, and then we're going to put one spawning channel in Skago. We're talking with Mayor Selmer. And we said, well, we'll try one. It wouldn't hurt.
Other projects on the list include money for the Haines High School gym renovation, purchase of a new road grader, Haines Highway maintenance and improvements, and equipment for the Haines Senior Center, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, the American Legion, and Chilkat Valley Preschool. Talk Chinook Watershed Council will receive funds to purchase a parcel of land in town the organization holds a title to and has slowly been paying off. The group previously did a restoration project on Sawmill Creek on the property near the corner of 6th and Dalton, and it wants to keep the property for wildlife habitat and educational use, said the council's executive director, Brad Ryan.
Our primary interest was it's really nice. It's salmon habitat. The coho migrate through there, up through the culvert that actually Bill helped bankroll that funding too, that goes all the way under, comes out above the Haynesboro yard now, and so the fish can go all the way through up there, and it's nice cutthroat trout habitat. And so it's a surprising little piece of property in town.
Also on the list for Talk Chinook is money to continue the Starvin' Marvin project, where students grow vegetables used in school lunches with the hopes of expanding the project to sell produce at the farmer's market. Another $500,000 is slated for beach cleanup projects in Lynn Canal, a project Ryan said Representative Thomas came up with himself.
Last year we were doing a fall cleanup on the beaches around here in September, and Bill had kind of seen about it, and he's like, well, why don't you hire a bunch of youth to do that and like go do some of the remote beaches down on these south-facing beaches, get a lot of garbage and debris that blows up from the south at the end of the summer. And so the plan on that is to, at the end, after July, because that's when the grant goes in act, is to hire youth and get volunteer fishermen and pay for their fuel and go out and clean up all these south-facing beaches at the end of this summer with some, and put some money back into the youth's pockets as well in town.
Thomas also secured $6 million to go toward the Sobolov McRae Veterans Village, planned to be built by Haynes Assisted Living. The Veterans Home is still in its planning phase, and Haynes Assisted Living President Jim Studley said the group isn't cementing plans for the facility until the money is approved by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell said earlier this week, after the capital budget was passed, that he expects to veto few, if any, of the projects. The long winter was a creative one for Skagway artists, who will showcase their work this weekend during the 5th annual spring show of Winter Work. The show opens Friday night at the Presbyterian Fellowship Hall beginning at 5 p.m. with a potluck dinner. Skagway Arts Council board member Terry Rain said the show will feature 55 artists contributing about 100 pieces of work.
We have quilts, woodworking, stained glass, fused glass, origami, pottery. We've got a restored woolly mammoth tusk coming in.
The Art Council hosted several workshops over the winter, and items made in those classes will be in the show as well, including ukuleles and leather masks.
I'm here at the church today collecting the artwork, and it's just every piece that comes in, it's just exciting to see what people have been doing.
The show continues Saturday from 11 to 4 and is free to the public. Also on Friday is the 26th Annual International Folk Festival at the Presbyterian Fellowship during the art show. About 9 musicians from Alaska and Canada will perform, including music on banjo, guitar, and harp. Alaska lost 2 well-known and much-loved acoustic musicians during the past year. Skagway's Barb Kalin and Juno's Buddy Tabor sang, strummed, and put together musical events during their many years in the region. Both were celebrated at the Alaska Folk Festival, a 7-day series of concerts held last week in the capital city. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld gives us a taste of the sound of their tributes.
Barb Kalin spent her nearly 90 years of life in Skagway. She was a homesteader and a political activist. She worked as a photographer, botanist, and reporter, and she raised a family. For many, she'll be best remembered as a musician and organizer of concerts and festivals. Kalin and some of her favorite singers and instrumentalists played the Alaska Folk Festival under the name Skagway Beach Picnic. Friends, including Juno's Martha Stay, resurrected that group to celebrate her life.
Barb loved it when everybody sang along. Please honor her spirit, and your parts will be painfully obvious. Barb Kalin was born up in Northland Canal.
In old Skagway.
Was there she was born, and she raised all her own
in old Skagway.
Kalin frequently held impromptu music gatherings in her hometown, and she put together the International Folk Festival with concerts one night in Skagway and the next in Whitehorse. It helped make long-lasting connections between Alaska and Yukon pickers and singers.
The other day, I met a bear. Out in the woods.
Away out there.
The other day, I met a bear. Out in the woods, away up there.
Martha Stay, her husband Jim, Ann Fuller, and other musicians, including Kalin's daughter, gathered around a large photograph at the festival to sing a medley of some of Kalin's favorite songs.
Music alone shall live, music alone shall live,
all things shall
live, never to die. Rest in peace, Barb Kalin.
One of the first people to back Kalin up on the festival stage was Juno's Buddy Tabor, who also recently passed away. Many Alaska Folk Festival performers dedicated songs or sets this year to the singer, songwriter, poet, and guitarist. One of the tributes came from Will Putman of Fairbanks. He met Tabor years ago on his first ferry ride north.
And then I met him every year when I came back to this festival, and I don't know if I could even say I really knew Buddy well, except that I had 30 years worth of really intense conversations, widely scattered once a year. And I think this was one of his more popular numbers, but it really struck a chord with me, the stark simplicity, the battle of life and death, the despair, and the bad ending that Buddy was known for.
The last thing they told me was, Billy, the ice is too thin. But I wouldn't listen, and just like a fool, I fell in.
Tabor, most recently a house painter, was not shy about giving his fellow musicians advice. Juno's Colette Costa was among those with a teasing friendship. She said Tabor liked to tell her to sing without putting on a show, so she named her festival group Costa's Angel Band, a.k.a. Hootenanny in Heaven, and filled the stage with musicians and dancers.
Well, I guess the only upside is that this is actually a Buddy Tabor song. I don't think he ever envisioned it this way. He referred to the song as a ditty, a throwaway. Fool. One, two, three, four. If your love were a lace, sweet chocolate divine, I'd wrap around this heart of mine. You give me a kiss, sweet and fine. Come on, daddy, be my valentine.
Costa closed her set by bringing a red-robed choir to the stage to share her take on one of Tabor's favorite hymns.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the 38th Alaska Folk Festival in Juneau.
And this is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News.